Nathan, we're up in the commentary box wondering how on earth you've lost that game.
Yeah, no, it's just minor details. Same, obviously, from the game on Saturday. Obviously, against the best team in the world at that point on Saturday. But, you know, I think that was a proper cup fixture. Mm. Back and forth, you know, I just felt we were the better team. As soon as we went 2-1 up, it was just a little bit of a complacency in the moments. You know, to concede, obviously the penalty leading up to that, which, you know, throughout the game we showed we were stronger. But, you know, it's just those minor details, I think, which is separating us from actually really kicking on at the moment.
What a goal the second goal was. Let's try and be positive about what to take from the match, because what a run from you, great finish, but what a move from start to finish. You must have loved that moment.
Yeah, but it's minor details. At the end of the day, you want to win football. You want to win football games, you want to win games in the FA Cup, Premier League, League Cup, whatever competition. So, you know, to go 2-1 up, albeit, yes, great goal, but, you know, it's to be in that position and, you know, concede two more goals after that, it's not really kind of for anything at the moment.
Did he actually touch Son, the penalty? I didn't see any contact on the replay at all.
I didn't see, but obviously the referee thought so, I can't comment too much on that.
What's more disappointing, conceding three or only scoring two? Because to me, you could have been out of sight by the time they would have got their second, because you had enough chances as a team to bury them.
Yeah, in the first half, we had a lot of chances. But, you know, as I said, it's those minor details, obviously, in front of goal, creating the chances and defending it as well. But, you know, we it's just that keeping that consistent communication throughout the 90 minutes, which, you know, throughout the spine of the pitch and all aspects, you know, it really does help leading into those final 15-10 minutes where your mental sort of lapses of concentration goes. But, you know, I thought we performed fantastically today. I think anybody watching that game can probably see that. But, you know, it's those minor details, I think, which we're kicking ourselves about.
Frustrating, I know, but you've played at Anfield and here now in the space of four days and delivered levels of performance that we wouldn't have seen 3-4 months ago. So we have to put it in perspective. Yeah. You're now one of the better sides to watch in the Premier League, and probably one of the better sides in the Premier League on form.
Yeah, I mean, we're just trying to focus on what we can do. We've got strong belief. But I think, you know, if we stay strong in those last 10, 15 minutes after the goal, you know, it kind of will give us that extra added bit of experience in terms of being in front just as much as being behind. Because, you know, when we're behind in games, as you've seen, we've got that, we never give up until the final whistle. So I think it's just that game management and that experience there that, you know, we need to learn from these ones to really actually push on.
Just finally, you're going to enjoy your little mini break now. Are you actually going to get some rest? Because I imagine all of you probably want to get on the pitch and put that right at the moment, but you probably need a little few days, don't you?
Of course, like, even when you have a rest after 2-3 days, you start itching to sort of get back on the pitch at the training ground and try to put things right. But, you know, this is what we've had, a sort of rough ride over the last 2-3 months, you know, with the performances we put in, the workload we're putting in as well. So, you know, it's probably a good time to rest, recuperate and get ready for the final push. It feel better with, obviously, another place in the cup, but, you know, we've got these days now to sort of put that behind us and get ready to go again.